The Dr. Decker Weiss Show. Now here's your host, one of the leading integrative physicians in the world, Dr. Decker Weiss.
Should you be drinking milk? It's a simple question, but it seems to never get a straight answer. Because what do you read? You read milk. Oh, it may cause this and it may cause this. But then on the other side, you say, well, feed your kids milk or drink warm milk when you can't sleep. And milk is a superfood and milk is loaded with calcium. And then you hear the other side again. Well, milk causes earaches and allergies and milk causes mucus production. And then you go back to the other side. But got milk with a big white mustache. So I'm going to clear the air for you. And I'm going to tell you distinctly whether you should or should not be drinking. We'll go specific with cow's milk. And the answer is no. The answer is no. The evidence is out. We know how this works. We know what it does. My God, if we haven't studied milk enough by now, then I don't know how many more studies can come out. It's just not a good food. And there's a few problems with milk right off the bat. Okay. Number one is that we are the only species to drink milk beyond our childhood. And that's very significant because, look, cow's milk is very, very heavy in fat, which is good for babies, for good for baby cows, that is, not good for baby humans, but it's good for babies. That's why breast milk is very, very high in fat. That's why the pregnant woman's weight loss diet plan is breastfeeding, because they take the fat from their hips and their belly and they feed it through to their children. And it works really nicely. Women store up some fat during pregnancy and then they pass that off. But there's this deceiving thing out there about 2% milk that, oh, see, I'm not going to have as much fat, so I'm going to have 2% milk. That's 50% fat still. I mean, they don't say 50%, you know, milk fat is in that product. They say 2% because 2% sounds better than 50%. So it's very much loaded with fats and the wrong kinds of fats for you. But the other thing is that it's just milk is built for babies. It is not built for adults. And cow's milk particularly has numerous problems. So let's look at that. Number one, it's mucus producing. Okay. So when I was a kid, I was a milk drinker. I was a cheese eater. Whether it was, you know, cheese in a sandwich, or whether it was cheese, and we used to use these string cheese things. Remember the string cheese? I was just a milk addict, and I had a ton of earaches, and I was on and off steroid eardrops. I had tubes in my ears. I had antibiotics over and over and over for it. Major, major, major problem for me. Nowadays, I know that that's a milk problem, that milk makes mucus and mucus helps clog ears and that leads to infections. So it'll also work in lungs. The first thing I tell asthma patients or anybody with COPD, stop drinking milk. It'll make more mucus in your lung beds. That's what milk does. So that mucus producing stuff adds to overall risk of infection. It adds to an overall risk of pretty much any lung problem, ear problem, sinus problem that you can imagine. And if you already have sinus diseases or lung diseases, milk is going to add problems on top of that. So clinically, I've been taking people off dairy products my entire career and had wonderful success and looked like a genius just because they're like, wow, I actually breathe better now that I'm off of milk. But let's look at some other problems with it. The American Diabetes Association's really not done a service with the next one, and I think it's very, very important. When my daughter Amelie, when she was born, my wife was able to breastfeed for 6 months and then couldn't breastfeed anymore. We needed to go to an alternative. Soy milk, no. Soy's also got problems. Hemp milk, no, it also had problems. So we went to what the midwives always used when breastfeeding wasn't available, and only when breastfeeding wasn't available, we went to goat's milk. Now, goat's milk has a funky taste, so most adults don't like it. It's also much higher in protein, so you have to be careful of it. But goat milk, along with fish oil, some water to dilute it down a little bit, some extra folic acid and B vitamins, and a probiotic was the mixture that we raised our baby on, and she did fantastic with it. What's different about goat's milk versus cow's milk. Why were the midwives always attracted to using goat's milk instead of cow's milk? Well, number one, they knew the mucus thing. The babies were just less sick on the goat's milk than the cow's milk. But the other thing that they didn't know, that the American Diabetes Association does know, is that children and infants that drink cow's milk have a risk of acquiring juvenile diabetes. Now, this is a mechanism that is not really well understood, but it is defined. As a matter of fact, the American Diabetes Association has cow's milk as a risk factor for infants in much of its printed materials and on its websites. It's always been known. And it has to do with the cow's milk protein. That protein, the casein protein along with some of the others, does it inflames the body. It seems to mimic problems that are available in the pancreas. It seems to do numerous issues in the body. So cow's milk, even though it might look similar to goat's milk, is completely different. And so my alternative for kids and infants is to go with a goat milk formula, but it can't be drinking straight, and it needs B vitamins and fish oil and probiotics added to it. Talk to a midwife. They'll have a good formula for you to use instead. So back to cow's milk. When we look at cow's milk, the American Gastroenterological Association, interesting, you know, finally stood up in the last couple of years and said, you know, we hate to admit it, but those crazy integrative physicians, those crazy naturopathic physicians, they were right, because the lactase and the casein are actually causing a ton of intolerance and allergies in kids. And they think that it's increased the point of lactose intolerance because there's so much milk out there, to the point where millions of Americans are now lactose intolerant. 90% of Asian Americans are milk intolerant. 75% of Native and African Americans are lactose and casein intolerant. As well as a UK study showed now, irregular heartbeats, asthma, headaches, fatigue, digestive problems, where just cutting milk, cow's milk, out of your diet resolved it. So we've already talked about in kids and in infants the potential diabetes issue. We've talked about the fact that milk makes mucus. Milk makes mucus. And I always say that over and over to my patients. Cow's milk makes mucus. Now we're talking about a UK study that showed irregular heartbeats, asthma, headaches, fatigue, and digestive problems. And the kicker of the study is when they removed the milk, the problems went away. I mean, the problems went away. It was directly caused by milk. Very seldom do studies give us that much clarity when we're looking at them, but milk is a very, very clear issue, causative issue for a lot of those problems. Now, let's look at a couple myths about milk. One is that, hey, milk has a lot of calcium. Well, it actually does. But we're the highest milk-consuming country in the world, and we have the highest rate of osteoporosis. We're taking in more calcium via milk than ever before. So why do we have the highest rate of osteoporosis? Simply put, because milk is not effective at building bone. It's not about calcium, ladies and gentlemen. Calcium is one piece of bones, but it's about the assimilation of calcium into bone. For that, we have to go to green leafy vegetables, vitamin K2, manganese, boron, strontium, all of these other minerals that need to be included in there to build good bone. A Harvard Nurses study showed 77,000 women ages 34 to 59 found that those who consumed two or more glasses of milk per day had higher risks of broken hips and arms than those that drank less. Conclusion, milk is not good food. Now, what about substitutes? Substitutes, organic or raw milk in B blood types only. Listeners, look it up. In B blood types only, through their youth and childhood, may be okay. Organic raw milk, but only in B blood types. Goat milk for the kids we talked about, almond, rice milk, these are all substitutes. Now, hemp milk, soy milk, it's out. Don't use it. It's got estrogen-like activities. We don't need more estrogens in our diet. Milk is not a good food. Milk substitutes can taste really nice on your cereal, and that's what we're going to help you with, Radio MD. Have yourself a good day.